the fallopian tubes, longing for the destination to reach the ovum and begin fertilization. Only one sperm is needed to penetrate the egg and begin creation of the fetus. No more eggs to lay, hereditary information stored in the DNA. 23 chromosomes his and 23's hers. Now the swelling occurs of the stomach. You both want it so much, but your belly got enough. And times are rough, but you love each other so much, you gotta be right. You pray every night to Lord Jesus Christ to keep you safe and healthy and mentally strong, and prepare for the worst when the bad times comes along. 6 months slowly passes, Lamaze classes, couples by the masses, sharing the same experience. Everyone's knowing that the child is heaven sent from above with all God's blessings. Not knowing what it is, having fun, just guessing. You want a boy and she wants a girl. Y'all never imagine to bring a child into the world. As it gets closer to the real thing, you wonder what it looks like and you're picking out names. She got her things packed and got you out to bed at midnight, getting her a snack. It's all part of the process, love, understanding, care, and respect that you have for another. You being a proud daddy and she's being a proud mother. She puts your hand on her stomach when the baby's in action. 3 in the morning, she's having contractions. Put her bags in the Buick LeSabre, rushed her to the hospital cause she's in labor. Her water bag broke, so you believe her. She's dilated to 10 centimeters, so she can have it anytime soon. Gave you a gown and mask and brought you to the birth room. She's calling you all kinds of names, cause she's going through all kinds of pains. Girl, it's gonna be alright. Put your hand under your tush, take a deep breath, now push. And you was there first to welcome your child to the earth. Ain't nothing like birth. Past the baby's 12 months wiser, got you hot like heat miser, cause he's a terrorizer. It's not that bad, sometimes he makes you happy, like the first time when he called you daddy. It don't take a man to make a baby, but it takes a man to shape a baby's future, to guide it in the right direction. Getting strength from his father, from his mother, love and affection. He's slowly starting to talk, and if he likes Barney more than you, then it's your fault, ladies. Gotta learn to deal with the problem. A purple dinosaur damn sure can't solve him. Now we know his ABCs. 1, 2, 3's, his dad's a G with the street degree. Do that make him less than the man with the job? Just because he's hooked with the mob. He sacrifices everything for his family, even himself. Now that's love beyond insanity. Children are a poor man's riches, so don't make a mistake and have babies by bitches. So watch where you're shoveling dirt. Put everything second, but put your family first. You said you'll be better if your dad was there, but why did he leave? That's your mom's affair. And you'll never know the truth. Just try and make it better for your little troops. And it don't make you a sucker. Maybe your dad thought like that, that's why he left your mother and left you too. You don't wanna have the next man do what you should do. If your love don't last, that's the price. You still got a role in your child's life, and that goes for you ladies too. Tripping off your man cause he don't wanna be with you. Won't let him see his kids. They won't respect you when they understand what you did. So deal with what's apparent. You don't have to be together to be a parent. So understand this cause it's from the heart. Any man who don't claim his kids is a mark, and any woman who don't take care of her kids is a hoe. So now you know. Send a shout out to my daughters, Camry, Tuesday, my son, Lil C, you know what I'm saying? And a shout out to all my homeboys' kids, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, may they grow to prosper, you know? To all the children of the world, you know what I'm saying? That gotta grow up without a father. Or with a worthless mother. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.